אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר תלמוד 10
We're learning from Tess, second part, הסתכלות פנימית, item 88, you can ask questions on CAP TV, and questions related to the topic of the lesson will be asked during the lesson. So, הסתכלות פנימית, page Ein Gimel, item 88, When acquiring the Or Ruach, Or Nefesh descends to Chochmah, and the Ruach is dressed in Kli de Keter. When it acquires a view of Bchina Aleph, Or Ruach is poured to it through the encounter of the Or Elyon with this Masach de Bchina Aleph. However, although the Masach in Kli de Chochmah is the one that extended the Or Ruach to the Parzuf, Still, Or Ruach clothes the Kli de Ketel, and the Or Nefesh that is previously had in Ketel descends to Chochmah. The reason for it is that the order of the reception of the Orot is such that the more important Orot clothes the pure Kelim and the lower clothes the more Av. In other words, it is the opposite of the order of the pouring. Hence, the Ruach, which is more important than the Nefesh, ascends and clothes the Ketel and Nefesh descends and clothes Chochmah.
Is this clear? You see, Tzvika, how much it's wrong, all wrong in spirituality? The lower vessels are working, and the upper vessels are gaining. Huh? You see? So where is justice here? The upper light is drawn through a lower vessel, but that new, high, great, good light dresses in a more pure vessel. So the lower ones are working, poor guys, and those up above, they get everything. That's what it is in spirituality. Right? Brother, what's wrong with this?
So he says the important light in the... I need to try to understand how it happens. Why it happens this way? What's the cause?
Everything is done according to the matching between the vessels and the lights. This is really not simple, not simple at all. Throughout many... For a long time, a historical time, meaning hundreds of years, Kabbalists gradually came to the revelation of these phenomena. Just like physicists. Who is a Kabbalist? A Kabbalist is a researcher. He is the researcher of reality. Only, unlike a physicist, he has to change himself, transform himself, and then he can research reality. A physicist doesn't have to change himself. He researches reality in the way that he was born, that's how he investigates. A Kabbalist has to transform himself, and according to his changes, he sees reality that is changing, and then his perception of reality in all the different manners of changes that a person can undergo while changing himself, he studies those and he discovers it and he writes about that. That is the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of the revelation. It is all founded on changes within a person. A person becomes a vessel, a kli, for the revelation of reality. Physicists don't relate to that. They say, well, this is what we are, and we study reality. So in them, you don't see any talking about changing a person, what a person perceives this way, that way. They don't relate to it at all, because there's nothing to change. You can put on top of our senses additional means by which we can expand our senses, microscopes, telescopes, various radars of different kinds, that's it. But wherever the person is, that's what he is. And whatever qualities he has, that's it. The wisdom of Kala says, no, a person can change all the way from the greatest possible minus to the greatest possible plus in his qualities, and according to his qualities, he changes in his perception, and according to his perception, he changes in the revelation.
And then instead of one world, like we see in the vessels that we were born in, he can see 125 degrees, worlds, forms, shapes. And that's what they write about. So when they discover these phenomena, one after the other, it depends on development. And just like humanity develops, more people become wiser and wiser, more egoists, more cunning. The will to receive grows, and then all of the qualities, which are its different forms of the will to receive, different manners of it, they too grow. They grow, and a person becomes richer in all different aspects. Likewise, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are generations in Aviyot of Shoresh, then A, B, C. Now we're in Aviyot Daled. And accordingly, the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed. What does Baal Sulam say? That besides Rashbi and his generation, his group, no one attained 125 degrees. And I say that Baal Sulam, in our generation, Baal Sulam says he attained 125 degrees. That's why he continued the Book of Zohar. That's why he got permission. That's why our generation is ready for it. That's why it's called the generation of the Messiah. Meaning, the matter of revelation and the wisdom of Kabbalah is also according to development. And therefore, when you now say, how does it really go by? Then I can give you books where Kabbalists talk about this, that something's happening here, but they don't exactly understand what motivates it, how it happens, why it happens, nothing. Because there were entire generations that only discovered reality externally. Just like in previous generations, people saw sun, moon, stars, and then they started discovering this is this, this is that, this is night, this is day, this is different states of the month, then the seasons of the year, why it's like this or like that. They started gathering information. They started becoming wiser. Well, they were much more tied and dependent on nature. So what am I trying to say? That there have passed many generations until they reached these phenomena, until they discovered this inverse value between the lights and the vessels. It took a long time for Kabbalists to discover this. And today, we can just study it as something that's clear.
Something doesn't fit here. First, there is the coarse clear and the pure clear, or the opposite, or the other way around. And what comes first?
Well, I don't feel like telling you. Seriously. You need to think about it. You need to suffer that it's not revealed. You need to be in a state of, why is it like this? How is Aviyut and Zakut tied together? By discovering greater Aviyut, does that make me purer? And they're actually, I'm already answering. And they're actually the coarse hat and the pure part, they belong to the same kli. If I'm talking about the malchut, then the pure part is keter, so malchut and keter are tied to one another. It's like you take this paper, this page, and then you fold it. So this is malchut, this is keter, and they're like this. Because it's zakut and aviyut. But when you talk about ten sefirot, then it's like this. But this connection, it exists. Malchut and keter. Yesod and chokhmah. Hod, bina, and so on. And the same thing. That's the problem, that we can't skip the matter of time. We act from a state that there is no connection between Malchut and Kesher. But in spirituality, in the true world, there is connection between Malchut and Keter. They're in one place, because Malchut exists with Keter, and Keter exists with Malchut. So it turns out that space is cancelled. Because if you shorten both of them, then you have no distance. How can you do that quantum leap? You take two of these parts that are connected, and then you're in the same quality that they're tied in, and then you pass from one part to the other, which it could be hundreds of light years away. Try it. That's the idea, that the lowest and the highest are in the same place.
Great, what you just say. How do I do it in spirituality? Can I do it?
Of course, that's why in spirituality there's no space.
So how do I do that? How do I shift one thing from one place to another? How do I do that?
By a screen, you connect them both together.
What do you mean that I connect them together by the masach? I would have done it yesterday morning if I knew how.
Masach.
What? Coarseness, and then we go back again, or how?
One who knows how to change aviyut into zakut, then he shortens the times, and then he's already existing in all the kli. And what's all the kli? What is it that you have 10 sefirot? The entire world is to your service. You cover the world, you swallow it, and it's inside. There's nothing other than 10 sefirot.
I forgot what you said. How do we invert them?
Aviyut, you're given to the extent that you can work with it in order to bestow. If you work correctly in order to bestow, you transform aviyut into zakut. You have an additional kli. And aviyut and zakut are connected to one another. 10 sefirot of direct light and 10 sefirot of returning light. And they become one kli. So one kli of 10 sefirot, that is the world. You have no more, you can't perceive anymore. Also now, you're perceiving 10 sefirot, but now, where do you perceive it? So you perceive it in a way that you see the whole world as yours. You have no distances, nothing. Everything's under your control. If it's in the dominance of Yesod, in control of Yesod, like we learned it, then it's the Malchut. Only Malchut is called Yesod. To be precise, that you don't do a zivug of leva even. So if you do such an action, then that is considered that you rule the world, and that state is called Ensof. What is Ensof? Ensof means no limit. You come out of time and space, and above all those discernments, And your animal is just somewhere on the grass there.
Arim 89. And when he attains Neshama, it closes in Kli de Keter, and the Ruach goes down to Chochmah and Nefesh to Bina. Afterwards, when its Masach acquires the Aviut, coarseness of Bechina Bet, it is regarded that the Masach is in Kli de Bina. By the encounter of the upper light with this Masach, Or Neshama is poured to it, which is more important than the lights of Ruach Nefesh. Here too, it receives the light of Neshama in the purest thing, meaning in the Kli de Keter. That is because the light of Nefesh, the lowest of them all, comes down to Kli de Bina, where there is a Masach of Bechina Bet, which is now the most of the coarsest Kli. Ruach descends from Keter to Kli de Chochma, and Or Neshama, the most important of them, closes Kli de Keter, the purest of them.
It's the penetration of the lights, revelation of the lights in the kelim, in man, to the extent the kelim are coarser, he's able to work to dominate. In other words, all these different thoughts, problems come to you, everything the Creator sets up for you, it's all given to you by Him. There is none else besides Him. If you know how to tie everything to Him, by that you organize the ten sefirot. If you, in spite of all the desires and thoughts that are opposite, if you can bond them together and raise them to Bina, meaning in order to bestow, to work in bestow in order to bestow above yourself, by that you begin to work with Katnut, then Gadlut, and that's how you advance. Go on.
Adam 90. When acquiring the light of Chaya, it closes Keter. Neshama descends to Chochmah, Ruach to Bina, and Nefesh to Zeranpin. When the Masach acquires the Aviut, coarseness of Bechina Gimel, it is regarded that the Masach is now in Kli de Zeranpin, being Bechina Gimel. Then, by the encounter of the upper light with this Masach de Bechina Gimel, Or Chaya is poured to him, which is more important than the light of Neshama. For that reason, it must be received in the purest Kli. Consequently, the light of Nefesh, the lowest of them all, comes down from Kli de Bina to the Kli that is now the coarsest, being the Kli de Zeranpin, where there is the Masach of Bechina Gimel. Ruach, which is Chochma, now comes down to Bina, and the light of Neshama that is in Keter descends to Chochma. Or Chaya, the most important, closes the Kli de Keter.
Look how non-lazy he is. He comes, he explains to us how the lights enter the vessels. Continue, maybe I'll illustrate this.
Item 91. When Yechida is acquired, it is closed in Keter. Then Chaya descends to Chochmah, Neshama to Bina, Ruach to Zeranpin, and Nefesh to Malchut. When the Masach acquires the Aviut of Bechina Daled, it is considered that now the Masach is in Kli de Malchut, which is Bechina Daled. At that point, through the encounter of the upper light with this Masach of Bechina Daled, Or Yechida, the most important light, is poured to it. For that reason, it received in the purest thing, meaning Kli de Keter. Consequently, the light of Nefesh, the lowest light, comes down from Zeranpin to the Kli of Malchut with a Masach of Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, the coarsest. The light of Ruach descends from Bina to the Kli of Zeranpin. The light of Neshama descends from Chochma to Kli de Bina. And the light of Chaya descends from Keter to Kli of Chochma. Then, the newly arrived light of Yechida closes Keter. Now, the entire light from Neranchai reached its appropriate Kli, the one that is ascribed to it.
So how can we draw this? Maybe like this. We have, first you do Masach on Aviyut of Shoresh. What clothes? The light always enters the purest Kli. So it's the light of Nefesh. Then you work on the Aviyut of Bchina Aleph. What light clothes there? Well, Ruach in the Kli of Keter, and Nefesh comes down to Kli of Chochmah. Is that right or not? Yes. Help him, because I'm getting confused. And then what happens? Comes light. In the Masach, because here it's Aviyut. Rav's writing Aviyut, coarseness. And here, Zakut, purity or it's desire, Rav wrote. Masach.
Masach al aviyut de Bchina Bet.
So we have a Masach on the aviyut of Bchina Bet. And then what happens to us? Go on. No, it doesn't purify. And then the light comes to us. What light? Neshama?
Neshama.
What happens with the light of Ruach? It goes below.
Ruach.
Ruach. What happens with light of Nefesh?
It
goes below. And so on. Meaning the first lights that now come to the Parzuf, they come to the Kli of Keter. Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. The greatest light always reaches the purest vessel. Working for that light is in the thickest Kli. Meaning I can work with the part that is of Yud HaShoresh. So I work with of Yud HaShoresh. I have the light of Nefesh in Kli of Keter. I can never... The work is always according to the greatest degree of aviyut that I work with. Is that clear? Ask. Yes.
Kostya from Kiev is asking, why the Ari brings us to such subtleties of the relations of lights and vessels? Which perception can we get out of it in our emotions if we cannot attain it in our mind?
it is the most important thing that we're studying here. That if yesterday I was in a certain state with foreign thoughts and I overcame them, and as a result of that I attained something, I felt something. Today I suddenly feel that I'm in these thoughts, confusions, tiredness, complete disrespect, much greater than I was before. That's a sign that I've been given an opportunity to overcome this new desire of mine, this corrupted desire, and to reach the light, to come closer to the light more than before. Inverse value of light in vessels. It helps me understand that by working on greater aviyut, I can attain greater lights. Meanwhile, it's not true aviyut, and also the lights aren't real, but it's the time of preparation, as it's called. Time that's not lolishma. But still, that's how we're advancing. Until every penny adds up to a great sum. And I have no choice. It has to be clear to me that what I felt yesterday was easier than what I feel today, and easier today than what will be tomorrow. And I need to know that I have to go that way. I have to climb the king's palace. And I have all the orders of the study, dissemination, all these things that hold me, and all these things have to accumulate to a certain, how should I say, to this one unit, that is my life all in all, and I have to collect it and build from them everything that happens to the goal as a means. Yes.
Olivier from France is asking, what does it mean that the Masach acquires a view? The view is not there before? What does it mean, this process, Masach, a view?
We get a view. The view is revealed, and by working in the group, by the request, by the light that reforms, the aviyut, with our exertion and our prayer, it brings the light that reforms, that all that from it makes the masach for you. The intention in order to bestow. Yes, go on.
No. Как всегда, речь идет о не о человеке, а о группе, потому что духовная единица — это группа. Как вот то, что мы говорили, перевести на язык групповой работы?
Like always, we're talking about a group. We're not talking about individuals in spirituality.
Yes, but Kabbalah turns to the individual to advise him how he has to be connected to the public. I can't just turn to the public. It doesn't help. Also, when you turn to the public, you still turn to every individual. Therefore, it works only individually. It's individual work. Every single person is standalone. We don't annul his personality. On the contrary, he grows through his independence. We don't cancel it, we don't annul it, no. But specifically through understanding in his annulment towards the group that he acquires vessels of everyone, by that he expresses himself. So in his annulment, he completely expresses himself. Because in annulling his ego, he remains in all the qualities. And he, how should I put it? He He expresses them on all the worlds. I take the coarseness of the entire world and I give my own form to this Oviyut by wanting to bestow to them in everything, in any way that I'm capable of, in everything that I know. I am now, let's say, preparing them a meal. So everything that I do and that I love and that I want, I prepare all of that for them, meaning the expression is in love. But my expression. And by that, I am considered the dominator in all the world. Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah helps you express yourself because you annul yourself. One thing and its oppositeness. As we see now that theoretically you see the entire world as your internality, you see they see outside, then to the extent you correct yourself, you see the whole world corrected outside, and everyone is acting according to your thoughts, your desires. You become a ruler completely in the world. You want to rule? Fine. Only in order to bestow.
But also the aviyut and the zakut are with respect to the relationship with the world, the friends. It doesn't stand by itself, the coarseness and purity.
Yes. Of course, because that's according to the degree revealed to you. Well, let's continue.
Item 92. The difference between the influence of the light and the order of the hitlapshut, clothing of the light. Now you see the great difference between the order of the pouring of the upper light in the patsuf and the order of the hitlapshut, the clothing of the light in the kelim. The giver needs the most curest bechina, because the light of Yechida can come to a parzuf only when it has a masach on kli of Bechina Dalet, the fourth Bechina. Prior to that, when such an aviut, coarseness, was not present there, but a frailer aviut, meaning of Bechina Gimel, the third Bechina, it was impossible for this important light called Yechida to be poured in the Patsuf. However, when this important light is drawn to the Patsuf, it does not close the Kli of Bechina Dalet, but in the purest of them all, namely the Kli of Keter.
He wants to say the following, that the coarsest Kli, it builds the purest sphera. Right. In other words, if I have Bechina Dalet, then I also have Keter. If I have Bechina Gimel, then I don't have Keter, I only have Chochmah. If I have Bechina Bet, in the degrees of Aviyut, I only have a Kli that starts to be from Bina. So we see in the world of Adam Kadmon, we see five Pertufim of Ak. What are they? Keter Chochma Bina Zerampin Malchut, Galgalta Absag Mabon, and each one is less than the other because the Masach is purified. So each one, the Partsuf, the new Partsuf that comes, uses a lower Aviyut. It has light that clothes in him, which is small, weak, lower. And that is how every kli works in its maximum of aviyut, and every light works in its purest kli. Yes.
The coarseness of the kli grows because it feels more and more the pressure. It feels the pressure of the host.
Again,
the kli feels the pressure of the host on him, right? That what makes his aviyut grow? Let's say, like with the example of the guest and the host.
No. From the fact that the kli feels the balabait, there are many phenomena, but I don't know this is. It's not spoken about it here. The host and the guest. Well, the host is the surrounding light that the kli feels, but here we're not talking about the host, because the host has already pressured, he's already done everything. Now, the kli is searching in what way he can be in contact with the host. And that pushes him to do all these different forms of the partufim. The forms of connection, which is galgalta, apsak.
But what pushes him to be in a greater contact with the host?
The host is a relation to him, attitude to him. The fact that he exists, it moves the entire kli.
How does he feel him if he's restricted?
What's it got to do with the tzimtzum? It's the surrounding light. Surrounding light doesn't work in order to enter the kli. It exists outside.
So how does he feel him then?
He feels it as the relation of the host that turns him in all directions. The host is pressuring him as usual, and he shows him love and concern. He wants him to eat from what he prepared for him. And the guest feels it, understands that, and is in it, in that state, completely. Under the influence of the host. He can't escape it. Yes?
Let's say my wife tells me that I'm blocked. You don't feel anyone, not me, probably not your friends either. And this is why you're like this and that. I'm saying my wife told me that I'm blocked, and my friends, they only hint it.
The friends agree with that?
I think so. They don't say it directly, but at least some think so.
No, I don't think so. Why, you think he's like that?
No.
No, I think you're very sensitive, really. I'm speaking seriously. I usually don't hold back.
Let's say I want to be more sensitive.
You'll be more sensitive to connection with your friends, not just sensitive. Be sensitive to connection, to manners of connection.
That's what I'm trying to ask to start with. How do I feel greater connection? How do I feel the friends? How do all these pressures in the group, well, one makes the other feel a greater pressure?
By consistency. Consistency. Help of the Creator, with the help of the friends.
Yes. Baruch from the Kiev group is asking, how does the law of the equivalence of form is related to the inverted ratio between the lights and the vessels?
There's no more than equivalence of form. There's no more than the law of equivalence of form that exists all of reality. Where does law of equivalence of form stem from? Well.
No.
Kelim Shlovim, that's a result. From Tzimtzum Aleph, of course, until the Tzimtzum Aleph. It's the good and benevolent to everyone. And that's it. In Tzimtzum Aleph, the Kli says, I'm going only on equivalence of form. Completely, as far as I'll reach. But my direction is only equivalence of form. That's a condition for me. From this moment and onwards, I am only in equivalence of form. 0, 0, fine. Doesn't matter to what extent I'm in equivalence of form, but not the opposite. In equivalence, not in unequivalence. You understand? To resemble and not to be opposite. That is the condition. Therefore, we need to live in that equivalence with the Creator, good and benevolent to the righteous and to the wicked. What?
It's a question. So how is it related to the inverted value of the lights and vessels?
The inverse value of lights and vessels speaks about my Oviyut, to the extent I need to work with my Oviyut in order to transform it into Zakut. And it turns out that by working with Malchut, I stabilize the Keter. And by working in Yesod, I stabilize Chokhmah, or the opposite, as he says. He's talking about penetration of the lights to the vessels, that I only have one Kli, and then only the light of Nefesh enters. There are two Kalim. Why two Kalim? The first Kli can be greater. No such thing in spirituality. In spirituality, everything is discrete. That when one Kli ends, there should be now not two Kalim, but the first and the second, which is higher. Or you can ask the following: if the second Kli isn't the first just multiplied, yes it is, but it's multiplied in a quantitative manner, not qualitative. Well, that's already...
Another question from Bibi Kiev. When does the light that reforms reveals an additional aviyut, and when does it give the power to overcome it? There are actions that define aviyut, the coarseness, dissemination, and so on.
Light, that's according to what we demand. Only the light works only to the extent, only in a manner that we want it. It has possibilities to do from one to the other anything you want. It's the light. Meaning, whatever will be in the Kli, in any place and in anything, it works. But you've been given permission to demand from him a specific selective action, that you really refer to him in one way, and he says, no, I don't want not this nor that. I want this. What's this? Invert me from head to toe. Sorry, from toe to head. From reception to bestowal. To forget about myself. Yes, Eli.
So this is what you mean by saying that after engaging with integral education, people have the need for the wisdom of Kabbalah, because integral education brings a person to the point of first restriction of exiting himself, and then he starts engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Well, suppose. For now, it's true. Meaning, it's true, it's not the entire truth, but it's true, it's correct. No, I wrote to Mike Kellogg that it was very hard for all the Americans to accept the integral education. What? We want to be like the Russians, communism, socialism. For an American to think about connection between people, this is something terrible. Terrible. I'm going to 7-Eleven, you know, in America. Well, you know, in a kiosk on the street, you know. I bought this newspaper. I don't remember what I bought, actually. And then came the wind and blew up all the papers. So I hold this newspaper so that they won't fly away. And the shopkeeper, he was looking at me. And then I understood that it's not something people do, you know. But instinctively, this is something I did. So for them, well, we see it in different ways. Well, recently they became softer, you know. They're not with their nose up high and not patronizing people as much anymore. But for them to talk about unity, we see in Israel, we don't even know each other. In a big building, do you know your neighbors? Hardly not. And other examples. And to talk about the unity and the integral education, we have to unite, and through that we will go through the crisis. They think you want to turn them like something like Cuba. So it's very complicated for them to even start talking about it. But at the same time, there's great success there. Great success. So what am I trying to say? This is what I wrote to him, that we start with Kabbalah, then we move on to the integral education in the group. It's not called integral education, it's called work in the group. Because in the group, we can realize what we have learned in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there is no other choice. It's something that we have to do. Look at Rabbi Shimon, Dari, and other groups of Kabbalists. They all did the same, so how come you not? So we come to this naturally, we read, we hear about it a few times, and then we start organizing a group, and then we start knowing the Matan Torah, the Ravut, and we advance even more. And we turn to the Creator, and when we turn to the Creator, then you discover that you are as Israel, Galgal Tanaim. How come you deserve something? You deserve nothing. You have to be the transition for Him. So it is impossible without going down to the public. So gradually we come to educating, to teaching the broad public. But nonetheless, this is a process. This is a process. I saw it even on him and on his students and here in Israel. Don't you remember how many people ran away once we started with this integral education? You don't know anymore, but perhaps we have old lists that you can see. They all disappeared. They disappeared. And how many gotten weakened until somehow they had agreed to it? Even now, you think that all the women do agree to it, also men? Until a person starts accepting that truth from within, that there is no other choice, that I have to go through a change, self-change, and to cause the whole world to go through the same change, that is what makes me similar to the Creator. According to this spreading of this education to the rest of the world, But at the same time, it is miraculous. But, you know, it is ready to, this education is ready to expand without so much of a resistance, because everywhere in the world there is great disappointment, and therefore we have to understand that very quickly as possible, as intensively as possible, we have to make the preparation for the Integral Education Congress and to all the congresses, and then start working according to a unified plan, start working in a way that it will make a blast, because being late on that can cause very bad things to the world, more than all the pollution and dirt and ozone problem and such things. That's the way it is. Okay. Scott from England is asking, does the courses grow in person every day until the end of correction? Otherwise, what does it mean day by day? Every second. This bomb constantly tickles this coarseness more and more. And every moment, one moment is not like the other. Every moment you have to attach to the equation of balance. Yes, well, Terence. He just came back from translation. You have a friend here today? Where is Zakoka? Is Zakoka here? Maybe I will ask in Hebrew. I don't feel what Sfira is. I don't understand. This is something abstract. This is philosophy for me. What does it mean that the whole world is 10 Sefirot? Sfira is called a desire. A desire. Where there is the intention in order to bestow. And then, according to that intention in order to bestow, he feels within it such an excitement, phenomenon called light. And therefore it is called Sfira, from the word shine, to illuminate. A desire that shines because it bestows. A person who wants to receive, he is darkness, because he wants to pull into himself. A person who wants to give, it comes out of him, it's poured out of him, influence. And therefore it is called Sephira, sapphire, which shines. All in all, we have 10 desires. We need to invert those 10 desires to 10 sources of bestowal. Then they are called 10 sephirot.
No.
Well, but what does it mean, the whole world? Then I will discover, when I advance, I discover that all in all, there are 10 sefirot in me, 10 desires, and that is my whole world. Everything that I see, everything is 10 sefirot, even now. All in all, it is 10 sefirot. Only I don't distinguish anything about them, not according to the different parts, not according to the how they are organized. But later on, this is what I discover. The moment I start discovering my will to receive and work with it, the only there I feel the reality, and when it changes, I feel that the reality changes, and it's not that the reality changes and then I change. Rather, first my will to receive changes, and then I see that as a result the reality changes. Then I begin to relate everything to my will to receive and to see in it everything, all phenomena. Did you hear that? You sure? I heard. What did you hear? You heard that in my will to receive depends which kind of world will I see. You didn't hear that.
There is 613 desire that we are always talking. It's the first time that I hear that there is 10 desire. So what's the relation between them?
It divides. There's an article about it in the end of the first part in Zohar, how the 618 in Pugin divide into 13 corrections of Dikna and 10 Sefirot. It's a matter of how to count things, how to divide things. It's one machine. It's like you can divide a person into many different forms, but mind, heart, liver, you know, any way you want to. Hands, legs, head, and body. Doesn't matter. But the main thing for us is to reach the first preliminary 10 Sefirot. From there onward, things become clearer and clearer. Okay?
No. Well, I see the Sefirot with my eyes.
אז אני רואה את הספירות בעיניים שלי, ממש.
אתה לא תסתכל בעיניים שלך.
You won't look with your eyes. You won't look with your eyes because you will have senses like eyes, ears, which will be more sensitive, much greater, more important, more delicate, more settled, and you will use them. What can you see with your eyes? What will you see with your eyes? What can you see here in this world? What is there to see here? You need to see something else? Buy another glasses. What do you expect to see with your eyes? We can replace a human eye with an eye of any other animal, or to make an artificial eye for him. What is that eye? This is a photo shadow.
No.
Well,
if your spiritual eye is a Kabbalist, he can see that, okay, this is Tiferet, this is Yesod. Kabbalists see that?
המקובל רואה את זה בעיניים הרוחניות שלו, שהנה זה ספירת יסוד, זו ספירת תפארת.
כן.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, he can tell them apart. How does he write? Where does he write from, mister? Where does he write from? Baal HaSulam and all the Kabbalists. Only because they discover, only because they attain. Let us sing a song and then move on to the next part of the lesson.
Shall hear, that's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go. This love has
It's coming true. We are breaking through. We are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into a new land. Whoa.